and this is WDIY FM Allentown, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio. I'm Bill Ultramon-Smith, taking over temporarily for Jeff because we have a couple of special guests in the studio here, Frenchie and the Punk. Welcome. Welcome to WDIY. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Our pleasure to have you in. And for once, we're having guests in actually after the performance at Music Fest. They performed last night on the Jazz Cabaret stage. Yes. At 9 p.m. last night down at Music Fest, and are not traveling back home until later this afternoon. So we're fortunate they had time to drop by WDIY. So please introduce yourself, Frenchie and the Punk, if you want to share your real names.
Yes, I'm Frenchie Samantha Stevenson, and yes, I am French.
and partially half British?
I am half British, half French, that's true.
Hey, I'm a Brit, don't ignore the Brits.
That's right.
And I'm Scott Helen. I'm the Punk of Frenchie and the Punk, and the guitarist and loop master of the duo.
Right. Yes, we will talk about the loops shortly. You're the Punk. So tell us about your influences. Obviously, you came out of punk rock.
I did, yeah. I grew up playing in bands in the early 80s. I was in a band called Deep Wound, and those guys went off and did a band called Dinosaur Jr., and I was in a band called The Outpatients, and it was all the American hardcore punk kind of explosion, Black Flag, Husker Du, GBH, all those bands. But at the same time, my parents are very into gypsy jazz and jazz, you know, guitarists and stuff. So a lot of the influences come from both areas, the Ramones and Django Reinhardt.
You could tell that. I could recognize that last night in your playing. I mean, definitely well evolved from the original punk days, right?
Yeah.
And Frenchie?
Yes, well, the Frenchie and the Punk is actually the band experience that I have. My background is mostly in dance. I started dance when we lived in England as part of the Royal School of Dance program. And I was also, you know, piano player, and I always sang in the school choir and all that kind of stuff. So, but mostly it was really dance. And I had actually moved away from performing for a while when I was living in Boston and New York City. And when I met Scott, he actually brought me back on stage. And that's how, when we met, we formed the duo.
And you've been performing together the last, since 2006, 2005?
2005, yes.
Yeah, okay, so quite a good length of time. Yeah. Well, before we talk more, let's listen to your piece, and then we'll talk some more. What piece would you like to do for us?
Well, I think we'll do the song that sort of talks about my background and why they call me Frenchie, and it is called Yes, I'm French.
Okay.
When I came to America, what a land to behold. All was so different, so big and so bold. I was merely a young girl, just 10 years old, with a very strong accent and a rather large nose. Yes, I'm French, but don't hold it against me. Si vous parlez français, won't you come my way? Yes, I'm French, but don't hold it against me. Da 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 da. I was teased at school and dressed kind of strange. By the time I was in college, I was lightly deranged. Cultural confusion just got worse with time. With age, I say to hell with it, and I drink lots of wine. Yes, I'm French, but don't hold it against me. Si vous parlez français, won't you come my way? Yes, I'm French, but don't hold it against me. Da 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 da
da. I'm also half British, confusing but true. Imagine the inner turmoil I went through. When those jokers served up freedom fries, I saw Lady Liberty rolling her eyes. Yes, I'm French, but don't hold it against me. Si vous parlez français, won't you come my way? Yes, I'm French, but don't hold it against me. Da 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 da.
Now for a living I sing and I dance. I travel the country and soon back to France. My accent is gone, so sad it makes me. of it is I lost it in New Jersey. Yes, I'm French, but don't hold it against me. Si vous parlez français, won't you come my way? Yes, I'm French, but don't hold it against me.
Yeah, beautiful. What superb lyrics. Your line about freedom fries and Lady Liberty rolling her eyes. Magnificent.
That's right. I was quite proud of that line when it came to me.
Oh, beautiful. All right, so the type of music you play is described as steampunk. What exactly is steampunk?
Yes, actually, that's a community that we sort of fell into. We were doing all kinds of venues beforehand and festivals and whatnot. And someone said to us, I think it was back in 2009 or so, they said, oh, you'd be perfect for steampunk events. And of course, we said, well, what's steampunk?
I thought, oh, punk, there's punk in there. Yeah. Okay, that sounds fun. Yeah.
Sounds great. So it's actually, it's a very interesting movement, and it's really bubbling under. It's sort of, you know, coming out all over the place in movies and fashion and all kinds of, and it's basically taking the Victorian age and throwing it into the future. So the aesthetic is beautiful. It's very Victorian, but it brings in all sort of modern technology as well. Like, for example, the Sherlock Holmes movies have a very steampunk feel to them, you know, that kind of thing. And there's also diesel punk and cyberpunk that bring in a lot of other things, like the Roaring Twenties is more like a diesel punk kind of a feel, which we have a little bit in our Hey Hey Cabaret CD, has more of a flapper folk kind of feel.
I mean, I guess also you could really call us like a folk punk cabaret band, because there are elements of, you know, we're acoustic, but it's got a little bit of a punky kind of energy to it. Of course, the cabaret feel, too, with that Samantha brings with her French background.
Right. Yeah. You would have been ideal for one of the openings at the Allentown Art Museum, where it's an exhibition of Toulouse-Lautrec posters happening.
Yes.
And
we
had another French group of 20s Musette music, a band called Hot Bijou, who opened,
cool.
But you would have fitted the bill tremendously as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow, nice. So you mentioned a bit your punk influences, then having got into Django Reinhardt and other good gypsy jazz guitarists.
Yeah, gypsy jazz guitarists. We like a lot of different kinds of music, anything from like Lorraine McKenna, who does a little bit more Celtic stuff. Mm-hmm. Who are some other influences besides? Yeah.
Oh, so many. It's really hard to pinpoint, really. I mean, we do listen to such a broad array of music. I listen to everything from like Native American chant to punk music.
To even like American songwriters like John Hyatt and Freddie Johnston. A little bit more American folk kind of musicians.
So some of the Celtic we could catch in there last night on a couple of the pieces you did. There was a couple of sort of Celtic melodies sort of crept in there and then went away from and came back. And
We like to mix all that kind of, even like world sounds with almost kind of a punk influence, you know, mix it all in there.
Yep.
Mix it in the big French in the punk cauldron.
And also the drumming instrumentals that we do. I spent some time in Brazil as a child. And I was fascinated by the drumming and the carnival, and I was really, it just did something to me. I just connected with the drumming so much. And when we met, Scott had been playing drums since you were like 7 or so, right?
Yep.
So it's just one of the first things that we actually wrote together with the drumming instrumentals back in 2005. So it's an interesting part because it's such a different thing to do after you do, you know, guitar and vocal based tunes, to just break out into drumming, which a lot of people say, oh, that reminds me so much of Taiko.
Yep.
And it does have that feel, you know, the Taiko, you know, marching kind of, you know, Rio kind of feel.
Yeah, but the mixture with the samba, for sure.
Yes,
That came over.
Absolutely. And I think that has a lot to do with my dance background, too, is because I approach the drums like choreography.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think I could see that, actually. I'm picturing you. Unfortunately, Listeners, now we don't have the percussion here that both of them were playing on stage yesterday, but yeah, check out their CDs and look out for them coming back down here, Frenchie and the Punk. And by the way, talking of Brazilian music, let me give a forward promo. Tomorrow afternoon on World Rhythms, I'll have with me a couple of members of Alu Brazil who will be performing tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Music Fest, I think at Volksplatz. So please tune in for that somewhere around 1:30, 2 p.m. Alu Brazil, a huge carnival band and a great visual and oral experience. How did you guys actually get together? Did you tell me that?
No, we actually met in 1998. We didn't start playing music together until 2005. I was doing sculpture and painting. I was very involved in the visual arts. I had sort of left the performing arts behind a little bit. Wow. And I had taken this sort of gotten off track. I did the whole corporate world thing, and which was very much against my nature. And it was a tough thing to, and just finally, it was a blessing that I met Scott, because he pulled me out of that and got me back on stage. So that was, I feel really blessed that happened. But we met in 98 in New York City.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Actually, I was temping. It's kind of a funny story. We met in an office environment. I was temping, and, you know, because I wanted to just do something.
Earn some money, right?
Right, earn some money, right, exactly. I was at the Art Students League in New York City doing sculpture. And, and we just... clicked right.
I was kind of her boss.
Yeah, he was my boss.
Oh. my boss would ask me, do we still need her? And I said, yeah, I think we need her a little bit more.
Slight conflict of interest, right?
All right, slightly, right. And then yeah. We both left together. Left the office. And
yes, we did.
Okay, and you moved out of New York City and you now live upstate New York?
Yeah, because we really wanted to do this full-time, and the city is quite challenging, you know, to be an artist full-time. Mm. Although I was living in a artist space in Long Island City in a warehouse. It was a very interesting situation. There were like 10 artists from all over the world. There was Venezuelan, Mexican, Japanese, and then was me, and it was just a really cool environment to be in. And but we lost that loft, and living in New York City just didn't seem possible. So we went upstate a little bit in New Paltz, which is actually perfect, because we spend so much time on the road touring that it's nice to come back to sort of a quiet environment. So yeah, we really like that.
And there's quite a good artistic community up there. Yes. In that, yes. Woodstock,
yeah,
area, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, it's been great. It's been perfect. Yeah. Yeah, actually, we just came back from a tour. We just went out to the West Coast and back. We just got back a couple of days ago, and we weren't home. We were not home very much, actually, like a day or two. But yeah, that was a steampunk tour, actually. We toured with This Way to the Aggress, who was also on Music Fest. So that was really cool.
And coming up, any future gigs and anything back down in this area?
Yeah, well, actually, next weekend we'll be at Roxy and Duke's, which is in Dunellen, New Jersey. I think it's the Friday, August 16th at about 9 p.m. And there's a couple other bands on that bill, Eli August, and something called the Cheeky Monkey Sideshow. So it would be real cabaret-type night, really fun.
Yes,
interesting. And we tour all over, so our tour dates are always on the website.
And you give a promo for the website, do you?
Yes, it's frenchieandthepunk.com.
Okay.
We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, YouTube, you know, all the...
all the usual places.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Okay, so let's take us out with one more of your fine compositions.
I think we can do that.
Yes, we'll do a French tune. And speaking of the train, the tour I was just talking about was actually on a train, so we'll do a train song. It's called Le Train.
New York.
Le train. finit par chaque matin et chaque soir pour New York.
The Big Apple.
Pour New York. J'y vais, je sais, c'est mon rêve d'y aller, mais pas encore.
Mais pas encore.
Peut-être j'ai tort. J'y vais, je sais, c'est mon rêve d'y aller, mais pas encore.
Mais pas encore.
Je sais que j'ai tort.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. That was a more stripped-down version. Last night you were using the loops and you had two or three layers of guitar, I think, in places on that piece last night, right?
Yeah, and I used a little kick drum pedal to get the bass drum sound, so I kind of did that. I tried to hit it as much here, but a little bit, yeah.
But it's interesting to hear that version as well with the...
Yes.
Maybe the vocals breathe through a little bit more. Great. Thank you very much for coming by. This afternoon.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure having you in the studio and a pleasure hearing you last night. And
thank you. Yes, I'd like to say that it was really a pleasure to be part of Music Fest. What an amazing event. Yeah,
there's so much good music going on. It's a phenomenal 10 days of music.
Great to be on community NPR radio as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Good, thank you. And that's what we are, community public radio.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming by and let's get some photographs of you before you leave.
Excellent. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what does Jeff have lined up here next? Van Morrison and Linda Gale Lewis. And then Jeff will be back to take over. And we have a second guest in the studio this afternoon also. Trevor Exter, cellist and vocalist extraordinaire, will be coming by with his brand new cello. And he'll be on probably about just after 3 p.m. So keep that dial tuned, 88.1 WDIY.